Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll tell you what I don't believe in. Can I do that? All right, I don't believe in laws or the system by any means whatsoever. I try not to obey them at any time.
Oh.
That's what I believe in, not believing in.
So what keeps you alive?
4 big bottles of water a day, 2 packs of Marlboro Reds, and what keeps me alive? Shit. Music. I have to listen to music all day long. I'd say that keeps me going. I'm a pretty dark person. I've thought about ending it a million times, and I have to say that music keeps me here. By far, the main thing.
Thank you.
Throwback! DJ Chris.
In the studio thinking about which move would go right now. Freestyle or write down, whatever. It's still a come up clever. I just
this
need to
Kendrick
free my
Lamar.
Thoughts. And Lord K-Dot. Knows that I know better.
K-Dot, sorry.
But I ain't
yeah.
perfect. I ain't seen the too
heart
many
part
churches.
Two.
I know them testament verses.
Do you know who makes this beat?
She either hear me now or
this
go
was
down.
A flip, because this is somebody else's song.
Oh, okay.
My hand up dead, swallow blood, swallow my breath. Fuck a funeral. Just make sure you pay my music respect, nigga.
The Roots. That's what's flipped.
From
oh,
the
roots
track. My heart. You see my art. It's all I have. And victory tastes sweet. Even when the enemy can throw salt, still knock them out the park like
this
a
was,
fucking tow car.
Overly dedicated, right?
Buy guns and more guns to give to the
yes.
young.
Well, in that era,
there was a time
nigga.
Of year.
Inside the system, all you envision is trap niggas. My uncle doing life is our prison. He wasn't rapped too tight. He told me rap about life, not rap niggas.
Whoa.
That's why I'm shaking my head when you rap dissing.
Whoa.
My stomach start turning, my nerves get to twitching. I start evaluating, then my final intuition.
We're on the heart part 5 now, though.
Yeah.
Jeez.
This came out 11 years ago. Well, yeah. It was posted on YouTube 11 years ago.
Yeah. Over the decades old, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty old. Shit. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode.
Should know this. 177, I think.
177.
I think.
Yeah, let's make it official. Like a referee with a whistle.
Ooh, la, la, la. 177.
Episode 177, man. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, aka Talk to Me Nice, aka
nice.
The young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving you. It was good, Dalton.
Boom. If you haven't noticed by now.
Yes, now.
Just for this
now,
episode now. Only.
Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes. But we're back at my house.
Back at the
my
crib.
My actual house.
Back
the one
to
I
the crib.
The one we got.
Yeah.
Because one, it was easier for today. And then two, I want to put my son on, so I didn't want to take him all the way off. So you'll hear a little Google Gaga, and maybe probably a cry, though.
Eventually.
He's a crybaby.
Sometime during the EP.
But, so that's where we're at. So we're in this
bitch.
I want
to stand corrected about our last episode.
What happened?
When I was wearing the leather,
yeah.
I said that Tell Me What You Want was by Jodeci.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was wrong. It's Drew Hill.
Yeah. I didn't even peep that.
Yeah. I thought about it. I was like, fuck, I fucked that up. And somebody's going to call
and
me out
did.
On that. No, I called myself
okay,
out on
okay.
it. Because I actually,
when
I got home, it just didn't sit with me. I was like, is that Jodeci or Drew Hill? But that was the thing back
well,
in the day.
At least you thought about it, you know? Yeah.
That was the thing back in the day. Like, Cisco sounding like
Jojo.
I
hate JoJo. That, though. I hate it.
They
that.
Do kind of sound alike.
I get it, but he can't help how he sings. That's his voice.
I don't know, man.
He even talks like that.
He does have that little lispy thing.
Let the man shine, bro.
But I don't know. Yeah, I ain't got no issue.
Bro,
he made
the thong song. I don't want to hear about it.
I just got confused, and it was easy to get confused.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just clear that up immediately. And I think we need to put Tuesday on retainer too, because
bring him in.
Yeah, because you know, I couldn't find that Terrence Martin post, which was on Instagram. It wasn't on Twitter. Oh yeah,
so he did the Googles for
you. Oh yeah, he found. Yeah. He was like, "This is what you were talking about. This is what you're looking for."
So did you find out what he said?
I do have it. You want to hear it now? Because you still didn't hear it, right?
Yeah, you never told me the full thing. You just like paraphrased. I want to know the whole shebang.
I was actually looking for it today. I mean, life's been a little crazy since Mother's Day. I had to DM a lot of people. It was all on Sunday. Sunday, Tuesday. There it is. Thank you. So this is from Terrence Martin, who is a frequent collaborator.
Yes. Instrumentalist, TDE. Saxophone.
Let's say TDE. That's like what y'all would have heard most of his stuff probably through them. Well, if Kendrick, you don't know who he is.
Yeah, he worked with Kendrick, Thundercat, Flying. He does a lot of stuff. Like, if you hear saxophone in California music, it's probably him. Generally. Yes.
All right. So he starts by saying, "To all my rap friends with love. Dear rap friends, it just hit me. I've helped people my whole career. I helped the biggest artists to the smallest artists, whether it be producing a record or playing keys or sax solos or bringing in musicians to enhance the album, to just giving game from all of my experience. Now I realize that the love and help I've been giving for years has never returned when I needed it."
Yeah, got it.
"I have way publishing, credit, money, et cetera, on the strength of relationships on the quote unquote love, and watch my rapper quote unquote rapper friends overpay these producers who come to me for pointers and tips is the ultimate slap in the face." Ouch. So I'm done. Yeah. "I'm not working with any rap friends. With love, Terrence Martin."
Hey.
What's this nigga look like? I don't even know what he look like.
Light skinned dude.
Yeah, he's light skinned. All right.
Yeah, that's a shame, man, because he's very talented. His last two albums were executive produced by Quincy Jones and everything. Like,
dope.
He's not wrong. He has like a lot of music connects. Like, I'm talking about like instrumentalists, like, because you know he plays actual instruments.
Yeah.
So like I said, he does a lot of keys, saxophone, background vocals and shit. He's all over these projects. He's all over Thundercat shit. Like, mm-hmm. he does, like, when they go on tour, he's generally a musician in a band.
Mm-hmm.
There's a jazz musicianist named Kamasi Washington. He's done back stuff for him as well. Like, you got all this shit that he does. It's just a shame that, but it is a good lesson for him to learn that.
Yeah.
That
learn it before it drains you of not wanting to even pick up.
Luckily, I'm sure he's fine because he does so much, and I know he can't be talking about Kendrick though. That would be super sad because he was all over Pimp Butterfly.
Who knows, man?
But sounds like he learned a valuable lesson though. Mm-hmm. That unfortunately, that's the super nature of that, of music business, as we've known for miles. You,
Brandon.
I'm Brandon.
Talked to Brandon jazz, for an hour and a half almost today, and we covered a lot of different things, but we definitely talked about this Terrence Martin situation, because, you know, I'm trying to get the info. I know he'd be in these rooms and stuff, like people talk.
Same walks, yeah.
So while we're on the subject of TDE and all this jazz...
nice.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Nice.
I didn't even know I did that. Kendrick dropped The Heart Part 5, right? On Sunday, right?
Yep.
Mother's Day.
That was the beginning. All these deep fakes on the faces. You got Kobe.
Yeah.
Nipsey.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Jesse.
Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Juicy Smollett.
Juicy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you said OJ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I didn't catch the hoopla.
Right.
I didn't catch it. I didn't know what was going on. I had some personal things going on at the time.
That he did.
But the next day, Monday, the first thing that I saw, I wasn't on Twitter.
Yeah.
Not on YouTube, no Instagram. So when I finally did get access. The first image I saw was a deep fake Dr. Umar.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, his face on Kendrick's with the hair and everything. I was like,
why is Dr. Umar?
Yeah, so why is this happening?
Yeah.
So Ryan, I was with Ryan that night. Shout out to Ryan. He was like, "Oh, you ain't Kendrick dropped The Heart Part 5. It was a video. It was crazy and da, 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 da." And that was the first text that I got from you was that text. Like when I got the phone turned back on.
Right. Cause I was like, cause it, I remember I said it and turned green. I was like, what the fuck? And I found out why.
But I was like, yo. So, I immediately went to YouTube.
Watched the video.
Like I didn't even let it get, I think I got to the, I don't even remember what part. I can't remember. It's been like 3 days, 4 days. I just know I started it over before it finished. Like the video.
You're like, okay, run it back.
Yeah, because I was like, nah, something going on.
Yes.
And I was listening to the, you know, the beat is the Marvin Gaye joint.
Yep.
I was like, wow. Like, one thing I noticed about this particular song was that, and that I don't think I've ever, like, unpacked from him before, is that there's lines and schemes inside of lines and schemes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For each line and scheme type thing. And I was like, how do you even do that? Like, as a writer, as a rapper, like, and to make all this shit rhyme. That sidebar, I was listening to Bad Bunny's new album. Well, I listened to it, so somebody told me to listen to one of the songs off there. And I was just like, bro, I don't understand what he says. It sounds good.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? I just imagine how, like, I have an appreciation for it, though, because...
Oh, absolutely.
I know their words don't work like our words. So, like, the way that they have to rap is very interesting because they're not necessarily rhyming.
Yeah, I think we talked about this exact thing when I was talking about, you know, like, people that it's foreign language, Japanese, for instance, having to figure out.
Right, that's crazy to me. So anyway, Kendrick, and then it got to the deep fake part with OJ, and then he started morphing, and I was like, whoa, this is very seamless. You know, I was talking to Steph about it, actually. Some of them looked a little wonky, like Kanye's looked a little wonky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kobe's looked a little wonky.
Will Smith was great.
Great. Will Smith, I really, especially when he started dancing at the end and his facial expression, I was like, Will would dance like that and make these faces.
Yeah.
And you could see the pain on his face.
Yes.
Like more than anybody else's to me. For some reason, the pain on Will Smith's face was way more.
So with the deepfake stuff, generally, like, face shape is important. That's why I think the Kanye one kind of, because Kanye's a little puffy.
Yeah.
He was surgery.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's
why. And Kobe was slim. Because
it tried to match it to, so, of course, it's like the face app, you know, kind of squished it. That's what it did. It squished it onto
it. So that makes sense why Kobe's didn't really work either. Correct. Because he's a slimmer face.
Yeah. But Nipsey's was good, too.
Nipsey's was good. Yeah. OJ's was great. Great. Like, even the lighting on OJ shit was, like, immaculate.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that ain't kind of handsome. And then,
either way, really cool.
And then, of course, like we said, Will Smith, Juicy Smulate. But yeah, it gets to the Nipsey part, and I was like, damn, bro. It's just powerful. It's just powerful, man. And then he threw up, you know, 6-0. He threw up the neighborhood crib at the end, and I was like, that's very bold, you know, to do, even though I'm assuming, because I don't know, but I'm assuming, like, the politics out there. No, Kendrick doesn't gangbang or whatever. So it's like they know all this is him paying respect. So, like, nobody's gonna, like, set trip on him for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kendrick's solid though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's solid. Yeah. But beautiful song, beautiful video, the messaging. Like, what is crazy because when he did morph into Kanye, he mentioned the bipolar thing.
Yes.
But then he said, this I was like, bro, this nigga the greatest. The nigga said, niggas clock in for work, off of work, the whole work scheme. Yeah, I was like,
now you doing paperwork. Work,
and late for work. Yeah, I was like, yo, this nigga's different. Like, for real. Hold on, I gotta read that shit. That shit was immaculate, bro.
Yes, that was, this was, because we, like, he kind of just was like, hey, this album's coming out.
Yeah.
This is the wind up.
No single. We didn't get the cover till like 2 days ago.
Yeah, which I love. I love that single.
Yeah, I love the cover.
Yeah, I love
it. I love both the covers. The Heart Part 5 cover is all those people's hands that we just spoke of, which, and they're all holding up five, which is very dope. Six hands, but, you know, who's counting, really? Where is this bar at? The purpose, celebrating. Take out the drum. Oh, I passed it. I got to find it. I'm humanized. Crack a bottle.
You look at the lyrics. Hey, man.
Yeah, water.
He has to decipher it from the source.
Because I want to.
Did you look at Rap Genius or something?
No, I'm on Apple Music. Oh, you I ain't trying to decipher it. I just want to read
it. Well, Rap Genius will have it laid out.
Yeah, but if I don't find it right now, it was the bipolar.
It was the bipolar.
Okay, well, fuck, I'm upset. How am I missing this?
I don't know.
That's okay. It should be right here. If I was our friends, bipolar, grab you by your pockets. No options if you froze up. Niggas going to work and selling work, late for work, working late, praying for work, but he don't pay for work. Yeah, that was I botched that, but still it was pretty good. Yeah,
it's niggas, pretty good.
Niggas yeah. going to work, selling work, late for work, working late, praying for work, but he don't pay for work. Yeah, that's yeah. I thought he said, but he on paperwork, which is what I think he said, but Apple didn't.
I thought he said that.
Yeah. Like that's why I fucked it up at the end. Cause I was like, he didn't say, but he's on paperwork.
Yeah. That's what I thought it said. But,
great. Yes. So that was, what day was that?
Mother's Day,
Sunday. So we had to wait 6 days or whatever.
Yeah, the cover dropped on Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah, and because then he had an image with two discs.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, is it a double disc album?
It's a double disc album.
And then, okay, then the cover drop. And then here we are Friday.
We're here on Friday recording this. I stayed awake to
I knew
hear
I wasn't
it.
Gonna be able to listen at midnight.
Right.
But once I woke up, the first thing I did was play it.
Yeah.
And now... It is a double disc album, 9 songs each. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool, not too aggressively mm-hmm, long. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Both equal number, mm-hmm. which is good. I was like, but what does it mean, Chris? what does it mean? Because as we discussed last week, what is this going to sound like?
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at here?
Mm-hmm.
Because we got all these different versions of Kendrick from Overly Dedicated, Section 80.
Right.
Then his actual debut mm-hmm. at Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. Mm-hmm. Then you got...
Oh, I'm not on camera.
Super left field to Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
Then we go veer to an over ramp to Damn.
Right.
Now where are we at? Okay, we get the Black Panther soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get Untitled Unmastered, the Black mm-hmm. Panther soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Untitled Unmastered was before Damn.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we get the Black Panther soundtrack.
Hit top on the phone. Yep.
And so you're like, okay, what's happening? Dead silent features.
Yeah, well, who is he featured? Well, I know the Baby Keem.
Well, he's always like he's like Schoolboy yeah. shit, J Rock shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
then
Baby Keem comes out of place, mm-hmm. you know. And then we've talked about it. Family Ties,
crazy.
Range Brothers,
crazy.
So you're like, okay, is this the new Kendrick sound? You know, what is this?
Mm.
And then you find out PG Lane, his company,
yeah,
his label. And then this is like his last TDE album, his first PG Lang album.
Very big.
So you're like, what is this?
Obviously, I'll first listen. I really like the album. I appreciate the album. And I was trying to catch certain things
yes.
on the first listen. One thing that he said is that he had writer's block for 2 years.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, and then
I gotta feel them, bro. This is hard.
And then the very first song, mm-hmm. "United in Grief,"
mm-hmm.
He said, "I've been grieving for 1,000 something days," and that's like how long it's been since "Damn" came out, or something. Mm-hmm. I think is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Fuck."
Yeah.
But here's what. So, like we said, what is this album? What this album is basically. In all intents and purposes, after let's do it multiple times all day,
mm-hmm.
is Kendrick, one, getting his shit off in two different ways. His uh-huh. rap shit off,
uh-huh.
and then his personal feelings off. Because basically right. it's a therapeutic project to mm-hmm. me. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds like a diary.
Yeah, a journal entry.
Because he talks about meeting a therapist.
Right.
And then all these different... definitely a lot of, there's some really deep shit on here, like for real.
One thing that I didn't realize until towards the end of the album, because I didn't know what the, that clacking noise was after certain
stepping.
Traps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tap dancing.
Yeah.
He was like, stop tap dancing around these subjects.
Yes.
And really get into mm-hmm. what is your trauma and what's been bothering you. Like, don't just scratch the surface. You really got to, like, don't dance around this shit.
Yes.
So it was that layer. Then it was the other layer of him saying, like, yo, I'm not your savior. Like, I don't even trust my neighbor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's
a whole song about that. Yeah. Because you talk about J. Cole's not your savior. Future's not your savior. LeBron's not your savior.
Right.
Yeah.
I was, there was a tweet about, I saw, was basically saying, you know, their perspective of this album is Kendrick is telling people, like, or he's not trying to save the world anymore. Like, through his music.
Right.
With this album in particular, he's really, you know. And so I was talking to Brandon about it, and I was like, man, I guess that's what being a parent, part of your journey is, of being a parent will do that to you, like your priorities, you know, right. what you care about and what you're trying to get to and what you don't want to happen to your family and your kids and stuff like that. And, yeah, I thought that was, I mean, yeah, definitely going to have to listen to it more than once.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's too much to break down within the album. But, I mean, I was on Twitter while listening to the album. I know that's counterproductive if you're trying to give your attention to something. But the first song I saw everybody talking about was obviously the song where he's talking about fucking the white girl.
Yeah, West Side Steppers.
Okay. And then, but the song that I saw that everybody liked the most, like tweet after tweet after tweet, was the Father song.
Oh, Father, yeah.
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 There's so many people who are like, yo, this the one, this the one,
and
this the one.
I know why.
That beat's crazy.
The beat's crazy.
Sample's crazy.
But then also,
the content.
That is something that I think as a man, a lot of people can relate to. Mm-hmm. That exact thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's about, I am so ingrained, like my dad's teachings are so ingrained in me. Mm-hmm. And then him like realizing like, damn, he didn't know all the answers. He was just doing what he was told. And then like, cause the line that was really important to me was I saw Drake and Kanye and he was like basically saying like, what the fuck are these guys doing? Then he was like realizing like, that's more on me than them. Like me getting upset about that shows where I'm at like, mentally.
Right.
Cause they buried the hatchet and he's like, I wouldn't do that.
So basically where I'm from or how I was raised, if it's fuck you, it's fuck you type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was a great lesson. Obviously, surprised to hear Ghostface on the album.
Love it. I always love a good Ghostface feature.
Yeah, not that it sounded like he was fed up with the world and shit. The other big surprise was seeing Kodak's name on the credits was one thing.
Yeah.
As far as, because he's featured on.
He's very active on the album.
The song, though. Yeah, but he's kind of doing these interludes and all that stuff.
Narrating and.
Yeah, and that was.
Yeah, Worldwide Staples.
Yeah, that was dope. Shit. I don't know the names of these songs quite just yet. So don't. Mother, I Sober. Woo!
That is a. That's the one you have to be ready to listen to.
Yes.
You can't just dive in.
So I text my sister about that song.
Oh, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last night, bruh. Well, this morning. And I sent her the song, even though she ain't got Apple Music. I was like, yo, just
find a way.
Find a way. I said, you need to listen to this song. I mean, the whole album, but this song in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So she texts me back about damn near 20 minutes later. And she said, I did. Can you, in plain terms, tell me why, though? Curious. And I'll leave that at that. We talked about it. But yeah. I was like.
Did she enjoy the song?
I would assume so.
Okay.
But I think, I mean, one thing she's been telling me about is her going to therapy.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So she's telling me how much that helped her, obviously, that I need to go. And that you have to, like, analyze all this shit that's been happening and that was happening and that's continued to happen, because that's the only way you can like break through or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I thought that song was very, I think another relatable song. Oh, that was it. I saw that they said on top of saying like Kendrick's not trying to save the world, like this album humanized him as well.
Yeah.
Because you thought you heard it all, like already, as far as like, yo, Top almost killed my dad at the burger joint or whatever, and I grew up around people that drank all the time and all these different points, but like it was damn near bare. So when we were watching that Sean C thing, or when I was watching it just a minute ago, you talking about these flows and stuff, I don't necessarily think that was the purpose of this album, was for people to, for him to showcase his rapping ability. I mean, he can always rap.
Yeah,
but
he's done that.
Yeah.
We've seen it. We
and
know.
I really think this way. What he did on Family Ties, like, he don't have to show me anything else as far as rapping goes, because I know he's capable
done
that of
more
it.
Than once. Though, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I was floored on that, though. I don't think there was a few times I've been floored by Kendrick throughout his career. I'd say, including Family Ties, I'd say probably about 3 times where I was just like floored, like, holy shit, this guy can.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah, he can really.
Yeah, like you like froze.
Yeah, maybe 4, because I thought about the nostalgia joint or whatever.
That shit is, especially when you get like the full breakdown of that shit.
Yeah.
With all the numbers.
Yeah.
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 But nah. But yeah, like I said, it's like a big, it's very, like, and I like the thing that like humanized them, because generally a lot of people, we're all guilty of it. Whenever you see these people, like, you know, like most of the time, yeah, they struggled. Now they're here.
Right.
Like, they reached the heights.
This is all that they were trying to work for.
This is it. This is the summit.
Yeah.
There's nothing that could be wrong with them.
Right.
And we're all guilty of this. Mm-hmm. No matter what height you reach, you know, there's all your biggest enemy is always yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't, like, no matter where you're at, money wise, status wise, achievement wise, there's always going to be something where you're like, maybe when you're there, you're like, that's still not enough. I want more.
Right.
Or you're like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
You feel empty because I've hit every goal I got,
mm-hmm.
you know? Especially with Kendrick, he has done all these things, like, accolade wise, and then he started a family and he took time off for that family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important,
mm-hmm.
because I think that gets lost sometimes, that these people have families just like the rest of us.
Right.
Maybe they have a nicer house, their kids ain't got to worry about certain things that we worry about.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when like Raiden's here, right? So when he was born, my whole life changed automatically, right? It doesn't matter what status in life I am. Still, right. My whole purpose now, in essence, is to keep him alive,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he is a newborn. He can't do anything himself.
Right.
Me and Shelby's job is to keep him alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and then me as the dad, I don't get as much time off as Shelby does. She's off until the end of June.
Right.
I had 2 weeks
to
see him grow. I come home every day,
mm-hmm.
but he's been with my wife all day. So he has the thing where when she leaves the room, he can feel it. Like, that's kind of how, and he was in her womb for 9 months. You mm-hmm. know, they have the connection. Like, as a father, you're like, man, I'm kind of, when they're a newborn, you kind of take a back seat.
Right.
This is not your intro. Like, I feed my son. I change his diapers.
Right.
He sleeps on me.
With that bonding. Like, yeah.
I still bond with my son, but this time is for his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important that he could take off the time to mm-hmm. be with his kids
mm-hmm.
and do that stuff at these levels. And then that probably put a lot of stuff in perspective, which helped him write this kind of music,
mm-hmm.
which still shows, no matter where you are, we all have the same issues. It all goes back to, we all shit and piss.
Yeah.
There's not any different.
Right.
Billionaires shit the same as me. They might shit on a nicer toilet.
Right.
It's still a fucking toilet. They take a shit. That's and then bad. Him, you know, being like, you know what, I need therapy, and then going to it, and then being able to speak about these things. And I do like the model of artists taking time off to experience life, right. Which is like, because I think that how music is with streaming and stuff is absorbed today. We don't give artists enough time to do that.
Right.
Especially if they're up and coming. I think he came in at a good time where he can, like him and J. Cole can do that whenever they want, mm-hmm. because people will, they
allowed him to grow.
They're stamped.
Him. Yeah. They allow him.
But if I came out now and tried to do that, it would not work because what else now? What else are you going
to
do?
Well, Frank Ocean was able to.
But Frank Ocean also dropped Channel Orange back in the gap.
Mm-hmm.
That was a highly regarded album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Streaming was
I'm just saying.
Like that,
I'm just saying now if I try to do that, they would not give me the luxury of doing so.
Yeah.
It's just because you got to experience life, to especially to write music. Because, I mean, after what he's done, like what else could he have told us? And right. Now it's like, this is all current things, and then also stuff that pulls back way a lot of privacy layers, mm-hmm. about stuff that him and his mother went through, and then how him, like the Mother I'm Sober song, shit's harder when you're sober. Like that shit hits harder when you're, it hits different when you're sober.
Yeah.
Because it masks stuff. And him saying like, because he always said that, I never did drugs. He didn't get high. But alcohol was his thing. Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of what he dealt with. And then the one we talk about in the car, that his mother thinking he was molested, and him mm-hmm. saying, no, I was not. But she said, yes, you were. Right. Like trying to tell him. And then that was, was it her brother or cousin? I don't remember.
I think it was the cousin.
Okay. It was a close family member, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did not believe Kendrick. And it came from her having the same situation. Mm-hmm. But she tried, it actually happened to her, and she was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So she just thought it had, and this is, it's a wild, like
360.
But it's a wild to like,
but the Trump,
say this.
Like, I kind of have the notion that Mr. Morals, the title of the album, or albums in the Big Steppers or whatever, was going to be kind of like this.
Yeah.
Like, especially when he was like, every other rapper has been molested.
Yeah.
They just don't want to admit it. So they're hiding it with these tattoos and jewelry and designer and all that stuff. And I was like, fuck. Like,
yeah.
That's something to really think about. Like,
and then he said the thing with like, like, oh, what was the line? He said like, so maybe next time take a double look when they're walking home with their uncle or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
damn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think like that.
Right, right,
but,
right. But growing like black, I don't know, but yeah.
It's a very like, it puts you in the driver's seat, and it's a very uncomfortable song if you're not ready.
Very. That's what I will say. That's something she said. She said, don't be afraid to listen. Dig in. It's scary, but I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something to reflect about.
And
for sure.
The song I told you it's, what is it? Auntie Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
I think that song, I've never heard a song like that before.
Right.
I mean, that subject matter has been touched upon.
Yeah.
Like Jay-Z talking about his mother.
Right.
Coming out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole song is dedicated to his aunt, who identified as a man, mm-hmm. and then his cousin, who identified as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And him being okay with that, and him, he was just like, this is normal. Like,
right.
And then him going through like the journey and like
elementary and
yeah. And then I really like songs like that. That kind of like say like, fuck the standards. I'm going to make a whole song about
for him to end it with saying like, we could say faggot if y'all let that white girl say nigga,
right.
And then just end the song like that. Yeah. I was like, yo,
cause I thought that I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I just didn't know where it was going to come at because he was like, I never knew what that meant. And I was
right.
like, this is going to end up being something about the N word.
Right.
Because it's the same kind of like context where people like,
mm-hmm.
just don't say it. Like,
right.
But yeah, I didn't expect it to just abruptly end right. on that note, but yeah, it's, yeah, I really like, I like this album a lot.
Clearly, we talked about this shit for 30 minutes.
But it,
we could really talk about it for hours because it's just so, yeah, it's so layered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that kind of like, because I could do this for Tabemba Butterfly as well. Like, I honestly can. Just because, like, he always has a purpose with all his stuff, and they're structured in such a way,
of course,
that it's supposed to be like a story, a theme, just like Damn, you know, it's supposed to be played forwards and then backwards.
Mm-hmm. I think they were actually talking about that on Twitter last night.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, nah, they got that. I think they did that as a way to
repackage the album.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it works
because I listened to it the other way, and I was like, how does this make sense, really?
It's just going backwards.
Yeah, it doesn't make
sense. Because the Pimp a Butterfly is a loop. I don't know if you know that either. It's a loop.
Oh, yeah. I remember you was complete. Yeah.
It just starts back over. But anyway, highly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I definitely know it won't be for everybody. Off the rip.
Oh, yeah.
And that's okay. You don't have to like everything. But stop playing with that, man. That's all I want to say.
Let me end my take on this. I was talking to Brandon, and I was like, for one, he said the guy who made Good Kid, Mad City, the guy who made To Pimp a Butterfly, the guy who made Section 80, could not make this album.
Correct.
He had to go through that to get that. But starting at that point, could not have done that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's the point.
Right. But my thing was, you know, I added to it, I was like, he couldn't have done this album without either starting his healing process, halfway through his healing process, or completely healed.
Yes.
Because this album is so vulnerable, and you're opening yourself up to so much that if you didn't start healing, it might send you on another 5-year hiatus just by how this discourse would happen about all this stuff that you're talking about. Not even with the fans, just the fans, but your family members that you're speaking of, and people who are involved and remember those times and all the stuff that, you know, they went through. Your parents, your girl. Yeah, his girl was the one who told him to go to therapy, if I'm not mistaken.
She's like, I'm so proud of you.
Her name is Whitney. I don't know if that's his wife's name or not, but if it is her, she was... I think he kept cheating on her, and she was like, do you have an addiction? And he lied. He said that in one of the songs. He lied and said he didn't. And, but so yeah, just rehashing all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to be somewhere in your healing process of, breaking those generational curses.
I think this was probably the final step.
Yeah.
Getting this, like, okay, I'm good.
We're good.
This is my complete, basically everything on wax, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's me getting my nut
off. But don't think it's all just introspective. There are some bangers on there.
There are some
bangers on there.
But look, it didn't have to be any bangers on there either, though.
It didn't. Like, it did not. So, absolutely not.
Excuse me. Cause
he's past that.
Oh, yeah.
But also, we didn't talk about this because we were getting back in the swing. But Black Star dropped an album.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a very interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
They have them and Dave Chappelle have a podcast on Luminary, which is
The Midnight Miracle.
Yeah. It's a subscription only. It's basically Apple Music for podcasts.
Right.
They have very limited amount of options.
True.
But those shows on there are exclusively on that platform.
Ooh, I didn't even think about them getting on the podcast and talking about the Hollywood Bowl situation.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Fuck. I don't have my same subscription.
We're getting to that later. But
nah, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, you pussy now. Okay. Yeah,
I talked to Brandon. He was like, if you want to stand on your morals, he said, but I wouldn't. I was like,
it's time for Big Stepper, bro.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, they dropped their album on Luminary, the platform.
A little bit, but they had one album come out as a group.
Yeah, it's just called Black Star.
Black Star, which was Mos Def. Now Yasin, aka or
Yasin Bey,
Yasin Bey,
and Talib Kweli.
Right.
Very well regarded album. Because for Mos Def, we got a 1-2 punch. You had that, and then Black on Both Sides, like back to back. So it was like, oh shit. But yeah, first album in years. They've done plenty of stuff together, but Black Star, and it's like 9 songs.
Mm-hmm. All produced by Madlib.
Yep. And yes, so it's all on Luminary. I didn't listen to it on I listened on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's a very interesting like idea because Luminary is so small as far as like offerings. Mm. But I mean, it's Dave Chappelle's show, so I know he has listeners.
Oh yeah. Subscribers, yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure because Luminary is not expensive. I would subscribe for this album. Yeah. I would.
So you enjoyed the album?
I did. Okay. It's a very short and sweet. I like that. Mm-hmm. It's like straight to the point. Mm-hmm. It's some rapping shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I have some ad lib beats. I'm good. And then Black Dot's on the album. That's all I could ask for. And if you have a Black Dot on the feature, a Black Dot feature on the album, I'm going to listen to the album.
I know. You see, he's going to put out the album with a Danger Mouse, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In August, though. I got to wait till August, Chris.
It's prepared to be a hot summer.
But, yes, I do know. I listen to anything Black Thought's on. but, yeah. I liked it a lot. It just kind of came really out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I definitely...
I know Kanye, when Kanye was on Drink Champs, he heard it and he said this is the best album he's heard and all this other stuff. Wow. So... I was excited because
it's great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I would say it's the best.
I don't know if it's the best I've ever heard, but there is some shit though.
There's some shit on there.
And I just always like to hear Mos Def doing Mos Def shit.
Yeah.
Because Mos Def has always been very dear to my heart. He just doesn't have a lot of content.
Ever since Carmen, the hip hop opera.
Right.
I was like, Mos Def is a very interesting dude.
He is, and he doesn't have a lot of content, but the stuff that's out there is great.
You know, that movie actually made me...
It's a hot take?
...fearful of Mos Def. I really thought he was a bad guy.
You know what made me fearful of him? Him ordering fish and hot chocolate in an Alicia Keys video.
And she always put milk in there. They told her to put water.
Yuck.
Yeah. But no, I was actually like, he plays a bad, fucked up guy really well.
Yeah.
Because that's not his character at all. I mean, from like how he acts in other things, like Rent's one of my favorite, not Rent, but.
How about you, Rent? You're a Rent fan? Nice.
I watched it once
You know, I'm a theater kid, so like, I fuck a Rent. But.
Yeah, girl, I was dating at the time. We went through this whole little phase. Cats. Everything.
I hate cats.
I saw Lady Gaga live or something.
I hate cats. Cats is a terrible musical. I don't like anything about it.
Was it Idris Elba in something?
Yes, he was in the movie remake. Yeah, it's fucking awful. Don't watch it.
I just know I watched the original and I had to.
Hairspray. Hairspray is my shit.
I didn't really care.
And Grease. Shout out to Grease.
What's the joint? Well, the Beacon Rewind.
Great fucking movie.
Love that. That's one of my, that's like top 5 for me. Not 5, maybe 10. 15.
It's such an odd pairing, Jack Black and Mos Def.
It worked.
And then the concept of that movie is so bizarre, but it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it works. It works. It's like they took... Never mind.
We better say.
It was going to be bad.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that Carmen movie, yeah. I was thinking about that. And because that was around the time my brother had passed when that movie came out.
Oh, damn.
So I remember watching it. And then having to watch Beyonce die, I was like, this is enough, Lord. This is enough. I don't want to see Beyonce die.
Man, she was young in that movie too, right?
Yeah. She was very young.
She had to be like 20, I think. Like she was very young.
Yeah. And then the brat was in that shit. It was they don't make movies that anymore.
The hip opera.
There will never ever be another Carmen Brown. Yeah, it was very dramatic. So yeah, yes. It was definitely a hopera.
Yeah.
I remember
that time they were doing like a lot of like rap movies.
Yeah.
Because they had the one with Benny Siegel.
Not State Property and shit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That whole era.
That rap movie.
It was just like rap movies. Yeah. Belly. Yeah. That was all at the same time. Yeah. Belly was just a very high quality one.
Very high quality. Hype Williams, man. Shout out to the guy. Carmen, Belly. Oh, so you know, Golden State got their ass kicked the other night. I'm not trying to jump everywhere. It's still music. So, you know, whenever they beat somebody ass, they play Whoop That Trick.
Yeah, because Memphis.
Right. So I had to go. I was like, damn, I ain't heard this song in a long time. I ain't seen the movie in a while. Let me go look at some clips on YouTube. So I go and look at some clips on YouTube, watch the whole scene. I was like, damn. I had to think about it. That shit's real. Like, yes. That's real. Like, when we used to go record at Wild Eye, it was the same type of shit. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't even take myself out of it to realize, like, up and coming rappers and shit, what they had to go through. Yeah. And then just whatever. So I fell in a YouTube time.
Oh, you fell portal, in the hole.
The hole, whatever. Yeah. And so I end up finding the director. They did a documentary about the film and getting made or whatever. So there's this black lady. I forget her name. She's the producer. She took the film script everywhere. It was a white guy who wrote the movie. And it was his first, it wasn't his first time directing, but it was his first time directing.
Like a motion picture.
Yeah. And she read the script. She loved it. Now she worked with John Singleton on like, I forgot, but she worked with him earlier in his career. So she was taking it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From studio to studio, everybody said no.
Yes.
They had a problem with the white guy directing. All these black people was one side of it. And he's from Memphis. And then they had an issue with Terrence Howard being a pimp. They were like, why can't he be a mailman or
a mailman.
Or a plumber? This is what she said. They said. Yeah. So she took it back to John, and John was like, fuck it. I'll pay for it myself. I was like, oh, man,
ball shit.
This nigga gangster. So he went down there, you know, obviously he's making sure everything goes the way that it goes and giving this guy cues because this is his first film, but he didn't get in his way. He didn't make him change anything or nothing.
Because that movie's very raw.
Very raw.
I don't know if I ever told you this.
What's up?
I love that movie. That's like one of my favorite movies.
It's a great fucking movie.
And you know me, I'm not a big Terrence Howard fan.
Right. That's when Mane was born.
No, it wasn't.
What movie?
He did that in Dead Presidents.
Oh yeah, come on, you Rack 'em Up Cowboy. Oh yeah, he was menacing in that film too.
So I'm not a big Terrence Howard fan.
Okay.
Because he plays like three characters.
Yeah.
However, this movie, I've never seen him that raw before.
Yeah.
And also, very important note of this movie is that 3-6 Mafia. Mm-hmm. Had a hand in all the music. And I don't think people understand how important that is. Mm-hmm. That they didn't get somebody random. They got literally Memphis people working on this movie about hip-hop in Memphis.
Yeah.
About pimps in Memphis.
Yeah.
They're not shying away from what a pimp is, what it looks like, what the women have to go through. And then them winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Winning an Oscar.
I just watched their acceptance speech because I was like, I don't remember watching it when it happened. And they were so happy. And that was the year that, what's that guy everybody likes? He's a white guy. He did the Daily Show.
Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart was hosting. And he made a joke like, they're the happiest people here. And all this other shit. And it was a little moment. But yeah.
That's crazy because the song they won it for.
Hard out here for a pimp.
Hard out here for a pimp.
That's what he said. He was like, you know, I think it just became a little less hard for a pimp out here. Yeah. Everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
He's like one of the losers of the thing, and then we're going to have a beef or some shit. It was a little moment.
It's just everything about that movie, like, and then Ludacris being in it also heightened it for me.
Yeah.
And him playing like a literal, like, that's a real person that would do that.
Yeah.
The type of, who's like, gets hot away from home.
Yeah.
And when he comes home, he like, fuck these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Dog. But yeah, go ahead. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a great film. That's all I was thinking
about. But yeah, it's so, like, everything is, like, so raw, like, about that movie. Mm-hmm. Like, with the studio stuff, we did that. We were in fucking rooms and shit, sweating.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a mic just in the room.
Yeah.
Egg cartons, bro. Yeah. Like, come on, man. And then the funniest part is the white dude making the beat, though.
Oh, yeah. But he's really, he really is a producer, though.
No, I know.
He's really
the DJ. Yeah, the dude from New Guy.
Even... The funniest part to me was
Anderson being in it.
Yeah, that's why. He had to go next door and ask DJ Paul to turn the music down. He was like, "No, we ain't. I know we never seen eye to eye, and we just said some stuff." And DJ Paul just looking, he handled some weed, he smell it, and he just go back. He don't say nothing the whole time. He go back in the house and he turn down the music, and that's when he records "Hard Out Here for a Pimp." And I was like, "Yeah, man, this shit crazy."
And that's,
man, it's crazy.
And you know how raw you got to make a movie to make Taraji P look ugly.
Oh yeah, she did a little ugly.
No,
she was, like, she was going. She, but I understand
that part. She was like sweating dirty.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, how you make Taraji dirty?
That, like, fan, the box fan in the room that didn't have the cover over it. Oh man,
they literally polished this movie from top to bottom to make it look as grimy as fuck.
No, they did,
and
that
it
shit
worked out. And then the part where he makes old girl suck dick for a microphone is insane. That whole he's like, I need you to do something for me.
Yeah. She was like, and she ended up getting his shit played on the radio. So, I mean, hey.
But wild times. But yeah, I can't imagine them making that movie now. But
oh no.
That shit is great.
No.
Hustle and flow.
I got a couple topics, but I don't know where to even go. The Nike StockX thing is a big deal, but it's not like.
No.
World shattering.
Don't care.
We got Elon Musk seemingly backing out of buying Twitter.
Don't care.
Okay. The shooting in Deep Ellum.
Yeah, that's a.
Well, the reason why I wrote that down as a topic, because it just happened Thursday night, right? So. Remember, I think we were talking about it on the last episode of how the police officers are supposed to be out there patrolling now, and
they're supposed to have super a curfew and
all that shit, and it still happened. But condolences to those two people that lost their life, though, for sure.
I just can't believe Deep Ellum has just gotten this crazy.
Very, because we used to go out there and have no issues.
Bro, okay, so here, like, when I was in high school, Deep Ellum was just, like, resurging. Like, it just, because it used to be, like, nothing. Like, it was, like, just, like, a couple bars, and, like, it was, like, fucking dead. Like, no one went out there, because it was, like, no one wanted to be in that part of the city. Then they started putting more effort into it, making it in the art district. And it started booming again. I mean, we had a shit ton of shows out there. I remember all that. And that was going on right after I got out of high school. And I just remember going out there. I mean, we talk on the OG Curtain Club.
Right.
Like, we in there, that bitch is packed. And that shit is small.
Small.
But it would be packed, though.
Packed.
And then I just remember seeing a lot of great shows there. Like, I saw Kendrick there. I saw Action Bronson and Deep Ellum. And I'm talking all these standing room ass places. I'm like this close to these motherfuckers on the stage. They're just a little higher than me. And that was all of Deep Ellum. That was what Deep Ellum was for me. It was like, this is where I go to see like new upcoming artists, do some shows and some like cool ass bars.
Some women.
Meet some cool people.
Yeah.
And like, I never remember it being like suffocating to be there. Like, it's like now it takes 45 minutes to park,
right?
Or you have to park super far to walk over there,
right?
And then all these streets are blocked off. They have all these requirements now. People are making you pay to get in now. I'm like, what is going on to this place? I remember when Off the Record first opened. I know you remember when it first opened.
Yeah,
we went when it first opened. And it was, I remember we would go some nights, and the DJs were always fire when we went.
Yeah,
they always play great music. But sometimes you go in there, it's me, Chris, and 10 other people up there.
Right.
And we're all drinking and we're just chatting up and we talk to random people and enjoy our night. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go in there and it's packed, but it was never like, oh, okay, well, it was always a good time.
Yeah.
Now you can't even like fucking breathe mm-hmm. anywhere. And it's just, and now they have all these random dress codes and then like, all the bars I remember are gone. They turned into something else, or they turned into restaurants that are like serving like $50 steaks.
Right.
And then it's just a different vibe now.
Yeah, man. And I mean,
shit like this is happening. At least
since for the past 2 years, like the shootings out there have definitely
way increased.
Increased.
Yeah.
And you know, it's young people too. Like yeah. it's not people our age. I don't feel like, maybe I might be misinformed in that, but
it's just wild. I mean,
yeah, I rather participate in activities that are closer to home. Like yeah. instead of driving all the way out there, you know, anything can happen or whatever. Not trying to put that bad energy out there, never. But it seems like there's a pause in these type of activities, and then 3 months later, something like this happens again.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah,
I just very unfortunate.
Yeah, just prayers and condolences, man, to the people that lost their lives out there, man. And speedy recovery. They 2 people passed. 3 people were like injured, you know, shot or whatever. So, speedy recovery to them, man. And I hope, I mean, thinking about all those workers and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you got to close the bars down street by street or some shit, I don't know. I don't know how you regulate that. I don't know how you.
Because it's, I don't know either. Because it's gotten too explosive for, it's not enough space for all that.
Yeah. It's
like I don't know how
it was already, like you said, a bitch to park, because we're parking on the side of these buildings that the parking spaces are as close as me and Dawn are right now. Like yeah. it's nasty.
It was never meant for a capacity of this.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah.
But that's gentrification for you. They gonna wipe the neighborhood out.
And other news, Khalil's calling me.
Oh no.
I'll answer. Hold on, Khalil. Hello?
Yeah, nigga, what's wrong with you?
What are you talking about? I'm on the podcast. We on you live on the podcast, man. Say what's up.
Oh, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? What's good?
Wow.
That was a lot, I know.
Yeah, why'd you say what's wrong with me? What's wrong with you?
Nah, man, I was just trying to see what you thought about the project.
The Kendrick. We talked about it for 37 minutes.
Oh man, y'all ready for 30 more?
Maybe we can do a part 2.
But just give me quick.
Do you like it or not, Khalil? Yeah.
Do you like it?
I mean, it's art. You know what I mean?
He don't like it.
It's subjective.
No, I love it.
Okay.
Very introspective. It's a lot. He went to therapy.
Right.
Same thing we're saying. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it was very healing for him.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Mm.
Let me ask you, what did you think it was going to be?
I mean, with a title like Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper, I'm thinking he's going to come for Nick's head. You know?
He did.
You know, I mean, he did, but he didn't, though. It really was more about his personal demons that he's been dealing with. Like, a lot of it's like, it's a lot of stuff in there, bro. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but as far as the title goes, I mean, even his Oak Lamar name, they broke that down. What that means, it basically means like I'm people or some shit. So like he'll tell you to take the chains off, take off, strip all that away, and what do you have? Who are you?
Bitch, you ugly as shit.
Like I think it was, that was his way of coming to people and saying like, bro, y'all need to go heal, put your phone down, and go deal with your traumas.
Nah, definitely. Definitely
yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
it definitely was, bro. I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's art, man. You know what I mean? Like it's definitely crazy. You know what I mean? He deals with a lot of personal shit.
Oh yeah, don't we all though?
Ainey used to be a man, or is Ainey the man now? Or,
yeah, you know? That's the exact line. Yeah.
What is? Let me ask you. What's your highlight of the album, and what's your low point of the album? And then we gotta continue the podcast, and I'll call you after this. I want to get those 2 things from you, though.
My favorite song is N95. I'm always like, take off.
Take off the mask, right? That's one of Dalton's joints, for sure.
Yeah, that's one of the ones. My low is the My Mom Sober.
So what?
Very Mother, I'm Sober. I it's not low as in like it sucks. It is low as
hard
in
to listen
like,
to.
Bro, it's a lot of that. It's a lot.
It's hard to listen to, isn't it? Very
it's hard to hear. Bro.
Very revealing.
It's too. Yeah, it's a lot. You know what I mean? And I get it. I get it. And it's good that he got that off. But it's a lot in that song, bro.
You're not trying to feel those emotions.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I'm not bumping that.
Like, right. Of course. Yeah.
We go. You go to the.
I was going
down the street with the window rolled down.
No, I was going to tweet. I can't wait to play this song during like Drunk Uno or something.
Oh God. We're all gonna be crying. Draw four.
Right.
The vibe is cute. Like, oh, yeah.
You're scaring the host.
Yeah, if you play that during Uno, you're gonna be like, loser goes to therapy.
Right.
Yeah. I'm saying, draw two, brother. I don't want that.
Yeah. I don't want to draw two. Yeah, but yeah.
I got y'all.
But yeah, we. I just wanted
to tap in with y'all, boys. You know what I'm saying? Step Brothers Podcast.
Number one podcast in the world. All right.
Maybe in Arlington.
Definitely Arlington. But appreciate the call, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll call you when I get back to the, you know, to the crib.
No, you're not, nigga. But yeah.
Yeah, I probably won't. All right, bro.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. So,
What are we saying?
We're talking about the, Dallas thing.
Oh yeah, no, I thought you were about to read another.
Yeah, I was. In other news, this whole Young Thug YSL Rico case thing has been quite the timeline tickler.
Talk about dropping a bomb, bro.
Hey, you know what's crazy? The duality thing, right? So like,
wow, Chris,
SAT word. The Kendrick dropping the Heart Part 5 and what he was talking about on that.
Yeah.
Then the very next day.
Yeah.
Young Thug is hit with the Rico and his whole label pretty much. Gunna turns himself in. He's denied bail or bond. Thug is denied bond. I'd read something on the way here that said that they have Young Thug in like a dungeon-like cell. He hasn't seen anybody.
Jesus.
He's barely getting any sunlight. Like... They're trying to.
They got him in a cave, basically.
Yeah. So,
didn't Lil Baby get hit with some shit too?
He's on the list,
right? They got. This is like targeted.
Yeah. So the first person that got hit with the Rico was the guys that they were beefing with, right. Which is Lucci or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Hood Rich Pablo Juan was after that. And then this the YSL again. I don't wish nothing on these people, but there's a conversation to be had that I don't think most people are like street people on Twitter, apparently, quote unquote, quotations, but they're really not. But like, this is the same. I'll speak for myself. When niggas was yelling free Tay-K and shit, and like it came out that he actually killed those people, I was like, or a part of killing those people. Or that guy, the older man or whatever. I was like, nah, keep that nigga in there. I don't want him on. All these niggas on the streets. What the fuck are y'all talking about? It wasn't like they had a problem with him or nothing. It was like a home invasion going wrong type shit. So no, I don't keep that nigga there. So I do feel like, you know, it's just morale shit. Like, do I care that a black man's in jail? Yes, but do I also care that like 50 families were affected by the actions of these people? Yes. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, free, you know, I'll say this, definitely free Gunna, because all he wanted to do was make some fly music and fuck on some bitches. I don't think he had anything to do with extracurriculars. You know, it sucks that Thug was involved with this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about shit like that.
Street politics, man. Like, it's a...
I don't know.
I hate to do a Marvel movie, but there's a good saying in it.
Mm-hmm.
From Mordo.
With great power comes great...
the bill comes due. Everything you do has a cost. Mm-hmm. And at some point in time, mm-hmm. that bill will become due. If it's not in this life, mm-hmm. it'll be when you get to them gates.
Yo,
the bill will come due.
And that's when you don't want it to come, man.
And then
you better get it right while you're
here. That's the thing that we all deal with. Right. Because there's everybody, you know, has things they have done.
Right.
And some are more severe than others, as we're seeing here. But it caught up to somebody.
I do think, though, if even in TK's case or C-Murder, like any guys that are in jail for any type of shit like this, right? I don't think that treating them, inhumane is the answer.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. I think,
if we're really talking about it, rehabilitation has to be done. And that's not building license plates for a nickel a day, or not even a nickel a day, but that's not doing that. It's really having people in there, train people that will sit there and, again, like, figure this out. Like, what is this? What is this coming from? Why is this? How we fix this? How we keep the streets clean and everything? Because you do think about the good that Young Thug's done. Like, when him and Gunner went down to prison and freed, like, 20-something people.
Yeah.
To pay their bonds.
Because now the money's there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, it just... The, as I was saying, the past comes...
The bill comes due.
It always comes full circle. It's just... And it is unfortunate, but, I mean... It is a very, very, very delicate conversation.
It's just 25 carbs.
Yeah.
It's organic.
Yeah.
It has 85 calories.
That's her mom's shit, so I had to get it.
Shout out to Shelby's mom.
But her mom will not drink beer out of a glass. I mean, out of a bottle. You have to pour it in a glass for her.
She fancy.
Yeah, she's very.
Are you fancy, huh?
And she only drinks that beer.
Okay.
All right. And then she has to put lime salt in it.
Thanks for the tips. I know what to get her.
Hey, I'm trying to get you in the game, man.
Hey.
Stepdaddy Chris. Cuss your daughter.
Full circle, baby. Nah.
If y'all hear my son crying, it's because he's crying.
So I guess I was, you know, full prayers for them. I hope their condition's better. I hope that whatever happens to them is just, you know. I don't want to see them be made an example of.
Yeah.
But I also think that justice should be served for those families. Call me Uncle Tom. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Uncle Tom for caring about other families.
I did say, though, because Dalton was like, I wonder... I wonder how long they've been like.
Yeah, they've been scoping.
So it was like 2015, and I was like, man, I mean, 50 bodies not crazy.
Like, that's such a wild statement, bro.
It is, but it ain't.
Like, killing one person isn't wild.
No,
bro.
It's very wild, but like,
50 people.
Over 7 years, like, I feel like people died way at a more higher rate than that, like, driving a car. I'm going to give you
perspective. In Avengers, apparently, when the buildings collapsed in New York, only 23 people died.
Yeah, all right.
So that's more than the New York
that's
collapse.
That's more than that.
Is insane.
Nah, I saw Zach sent me. They were talking about the shooters in Dallas, and you know niggas can't take nothing serious. This nigga said Dallas is the murder capital of Texas. Or it's like Deep L was the murder capital of Dallas. It was something to
that's
that effect.
That's crazy. Okay.
But like, you got to really think about that. Like, to call like a city the murder capital of a
of a state.
Of a state is crazy. Yeah, like that's wild. It's usually like, yeah. But anyways.
Golly.
I don't have any other happy stuff to talk about. Like, did the joke, we don't care about Nike versus StockX.
Let me think.
Don't really care about. Oh, okay. So Texas banned IG, the filters on IG.
What does that even mean?
The Texas Attorney General is suing Meta, claiming that Instagram is misusing facial recognition from the filters. That I was talking to Kaylee about that actually. So I asked her, like, what was the reason behind it? And that's what she said. They said that the Texas
about the terms. Because if you whenever you get to do face stuff, there's always like terms and conditions, like because they're taking your likeness in the camera. So theoretically, people will take your face and they like use it for ads and stuff like that, even further.
Mm.
And then they have like what you look like, also your name and profile. So it's easier to take your information.
That's why you got to be. Miles told me this a couple years ago, like right when the pandemic started. He said, it ain't on you, it's in you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
That's what y'all women got to remember.
That's such you a Miles line.
You always got a nigga like me. I don't care what you look like. You know what I'm saying? What that mouth do?
That's such a Miles statement, though. He gives you those one-liners, and then he just be like.
You just walk away. a cloud of smoke just appears. And he just
flies back to L.A. He just floats back. Yeah.
It ain't on you, it's in you. So, no, you before the podcast started, you were touching on the baby formula crisis.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't aware of why. So break that down for me.
I mean, apparently.
Philosopher D.
In America, there is a national baby formula shortage.
Crazy.
I'm talking about sold out.
Crazy.
Like if you go to a store, to the aisle, they're empty. They have like diet ones left. There's like two cans an aisle. That's crazy. There's literally
had diet.
Like, there's like no baby formula, and so thank God, like my wife is able to produce milk, and we're able to feed him breast milk. But it's really bad because some people can't do that.
Right.
Some women are incapable of making enough milk for their baby, so they have to formula feed, or they make a little bit, but not a lot, so they have to alternate between the two. And some babies need a formula that has stuff for sensitive stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Doug's son, for instance, has a sensitive stomach, so he can't drink exclusively breast milk because it upsets his stomach, so they have to feed him gentle stomach formula.
Mm.
There's stuff for things like that. Or kids with allergies and stuff. There's like specific ones.
Right.
So there are literally families that now are having to find ways to feed their child. And that is, and like, because think about all the babies in the world.
I think about our friend group, how many babies have been born in the last six, 7 months.
And in the first 6 months of a baby's life, all they can drink is breast milk or formula.
Right.
They can't eat any solid food. So like, there's millions of newborns right now. I know that's for a fact. So like, this is like very dire, and it's like one ingredient. So like, there is like a distributor that basically has this ingredient for all the brands. Doesn't matter what brand you are, and they have a shortage. And it's just insane. I don't know if it's because of gas prices or what. Like, what is it? Because if you go on Amazon and search formula in a different country, like they have it in the UK, they have it in Australia, but America. I don't know what it is about America per se, but
is that company that makes that ingredient here in America?
I'm guessing so.
Okay.
It's just so like no matter what brand, Enfamil, Similac, whatever.
There's only like two like major brands like
Enfamil and Similac.
Like
none of it. You can't get anything. So like it's very sparingly. And then some people shitty enough, just like when the pandemic started, hoarding that shit, like toilet paper or paper towels.
Well, usually they'll put a limit, like two per customer or one or whatever.
But if they bounce between store to store, they just keep doing that.
Right.
But that happened with toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then people were selling toilet paper for an crazy price. They were reselling toilet paper.
Yeah.
So this is happening now with baby formula. So now people are like, oh, $80 a can. $80 for a can of formula. Do you know how long a formula lasts?
How long?
Okay, so one can of formula generally will last about 10 to 14 days because my son eats every 2 to 3 hours, 4 ounces a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Let's see how much a can is. Let's do a little math.
So I have a can of formula in there.
You know what's cooler than size, Dalton? Math. That was in the Spider-Man movie, man.
Oh.
I thought you would have got that. What am I looking up?
Baby formula can size. But I have one in there. So
Oh, I forgot I'm typing on here.
So, for instance, the one I have in there, 4 ounces, right, is, I believe, 4 scoops, 4 to 6 scoops, I believe, of formula. So you go through that can very quickly.
I'm sorry, I got close. Okay. Oh, they have a baby formula finder.
Well, that, see, it sucks if people have to make that.
How old is your child?
1 month.
newborn to 12 months, older than 12 months. Okay, yours is... Was your child born prematurely? No.
No.
How are you currently feeding your child? Let's say exclusively formula. I want to see what happens.
What are you doing?
Shut up. Which best describes your child after a formula feeding? No specific concerns. Fussy and gassy.
Sleep.
Feeding the puppy.
Sleep.
No symptoms. Specific concerns. Do you? What's your preference? Immune supporting, organic. No. Do you have a preference? Immune supporting,
immune
organic.
Immune support. Just put that.
All right. Similac formula finder.
Zero.
Holy shit. Okay, so it tells you it's 360 total care, but it doesn't say where.
I think it's just trying to tell you which formula to buy.
Yeah. Oh, that was whack. I thought we were finna crack a mystery.
Anyway, either way, the formula is basically wiped out. So now all these people, and I saw a very ugly like post, and I saw a woman respond to it, but basically the woman was like, see, this is why you have to breastfeed. These issues will never arise with breastfeeding. And then she was basically on this high horse about breastfeeding. And I was like, and then she was talking about it's free and like it's easier. And I was like, those are both incorrect. Not everything has to cost money. Mm-hmm. Like it costs my wife a lot of time to pump.
Right.
A lot of time. My wife has to pump pretty much every 4 hours or else her boobs get very, very sore. She literally gets physical pain. And if you literally touch them when they're empty, they feel like normal. But when they're like, say she waits 6 hours to pump, her boobs feel like your knee. They're this hard. They're like rock hard. And then my wife makes a lot of milk. Like luckily on a normal, so each cup, right? She'll get 6 ounce per titty. So that's 12 ounces.
That's wild to say. I'm sorry.
Right.
Titty's a wild word. But, I'm sorry.
But that's 12 ounces per pump. So that's a lot of milk every time she pumps. We have a lot of milk in the fridge.
Yeah.
But if she waits, she fills that up almost twice.
Wow.
So, and then it just keeps coming out. So like.
Have you tried the milk?
Yes, me and my wife have tried it because her grandma was like, you should know what you're feeding your baby. So I was like, you're right, Granny. We should. So we both took a shot.
How'd it taste?
It tastes like sweet milk.
Sweet milk.
It has like a sweet taste to it.
Okay, cool.
But it's not as thick as like regular milk. It's kind of like it has a water consistency.
Got you.
It was still weird though.
Right.
But I was like, I'm not going to do it again, but I did it.
Right.
Nutritious. But yeah, but like I said, it takes a lot of time, effort, and it's not like, cause my wife was unable to get him to latch.
Right.
So we bottle feed him the breast milk. That way I could feed him. Her mom could feed him. Chris can feed him if you wanted to. Anybody could feed him. But that takes a lot of effort as well, trying to get him to latch. So, and if they did exclusively breastfeed, like that means my wife has to do extra stuff.
Right.
She has to be available for my baby. She has to get in a spot to be comfortable. And then they fall asleep easier. They eat their fill, but they eat a lot slower with the breast because it takes a lot more work. That's why I was like, this shit is not easier. What formula you just put in the bottle, shake it up, and call it a day.
Call it a day.
So sometimes it is a better option for your family, whatever. Because if my wife didn't produce enough milk, that would be the option we'd go with. So it's very unfortunate, especially as a new dad. I definitely feel for anybody.
All the mothers out there.
Yeah, for sure. Because we were very close. My wife was very close to be like, I'm trying to get this shit stopped. I want to, because it's a lot of work. It is. So like, stuff you don't think about, like baby formula.
Right.
Like you just always see it. You're like, I don't have a baby, whatever. But like now that it's out, I'm like, I can't believe baby formula is something affected. But you fucking supply chain, bro.
This is Biden's fault somehow. Speaking of mother, how was y'all's first Mother's Day?
It was good, man. It was, I definitely was pretty emotional about it, but I got her some Tiff's treats delivered to the house, mm-hmm. snickerdoodle cookies with some ice cream and a balloon. And then I got her favorite flower, the orchid, but it's a Lego version, so it never dies.
Aww.
So the card, I said, let me give you your favorite flower, but it's beautiful, like our love, but it never dies.
Aww.
And it's a Lego. We have it out there. And then we went out to eat with her mom mm-hmm. on Sunday at the social house in Fort Worth. We went with all her brothers. Nice. We took Raiden. That was Raiden's first like
outing. How'd he act?
Slept the whole time.
Nice.
So he slept in the car all the way to the restaurant, at the restaurant, all the way back.
Nice.
He was asleep for about 4 hours. I was very surprised.
Shout out to Raiden.
And then, but once he got home, started going crazy. He's like, I'm hungry, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So,
me, bitch.
Yeah. But, yeah, he did good. Yeah, it was cool though. And then of course I texted every mom I knew. So my mom, she's coming down June 4th, so she'll be here very shortly.
Shout out to mom.
Vicky, Katie, Kristen, everybody.
Yeah.
Every mom I know.
Speaking of babies, and, you know, I want to shout out Justin and Taria. They're getting ready to have their baby shower this weekend. Sorry.
I think baby shower and gender reveal in the same.
Yes. So, sorry, we couldn't be there, Justin. Taria, we will definitely catch y'all on the next one.
I already told him. I mean, I got a newborn driving to Houston. It's pretty tough.
I got some personal issues going on right now, so I couldn't leave the state just yet, or a city.
Can't leave the state. Houston's out of state. Yeah,
to me it is.
But
anytime the driver's out of state.
But I am looking forward to the pictures and knowing what it is, because he never told me yet.
Ridge and Dev are going to represent for our tribe.
Yeah, so shout out to them for going.
I wanted to I didn't text all the women that I know because I dated some of them. Others. I was just really wasn't trying to rehash.
I thought you were gonna say because you didn't have their numbers because of
that particular incident happened way later. Mm-hmm. So like I texted Shelby, mm-hmm. I texted Katie, I texted my sister, I text my cousins.
You told your mom to her face.
Actually, I did not tell my mother Happy Mother's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
That is crazy.
I built her a swing, though.
Doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
You got to tell her.
My body says otherwise. God damn it. My whole body is, I look like a fucking crunch bar right now.
So, ladies, do you hear this? He won't even tell his own mother Happy Mother's Day.
It was not that I didn't. She just, no, I actually, okay, wait. I did, if this counts. You know, I bought the, shout out to Miles again. I said this on Twitter, the Bel Air Blue. They really liked it.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I
bought two bottles, but one was supposed to be for us, and one was just supposed to be for my mom. But Jennifer popped off the first time without me.
It was all three of them, right?
Right. Yeah. It was. She popped it off before I could get it. Her popping it off. So I was like, we might as well open this other one. And that's what the fuck we did.
Double fisting.
Double fisting. But yeah, when we were doing, when I was making a video, I said Happy Mother's Day. Yeah.
Right on. let me go see if I can get my son in.
Yeah, go get him.
I want him to Goo Goo Gaga scream or whatever on here and then put him on camera.
Yeah. So I'm going to hold down the podcast while Dalton negotiates the freedom of his child. And yeah, man. So how y'all doing out there? You know, I'm just here holding it down. I don't want y'all to hear any domestic issues. How y'all doing today? That's nice. It's nice. I really got to pee. Wish he didn't leave me in here. Sounds like Rain's crying. I don't know what to say without a partner being here. Shout out to Justin, Mr. I Ain't Shit Justin. I hope you listen to this and I hope this finds you well. here they come. He's in a pissy mood. Look at Raiden. Get his angles right, Dalton. He's squinting. He get his light skin.
Oh, he finna cry.
Tell him something.
He finna cry. Tell him something. He finna bust.
Tell him something, Raiden.
What's up, baby boy? Hey, baby boy.
Nothing? No goo-goo, no, no whimper? Nothing for me?
He said, get this goddamn microphone out of my face or I'll beat your ass.
I just want one noise, and I'll put you back to mama.
That's you got it.
Did you hear it? Buddy.
He ain't going.
That boy chilling.
Bye, Raiden. I'll see you in a little bit. He looking at me like, why the fuck you in here? Don got a black baby, y'all. Give it up for Don. And he looks just like his mother, you guys.
He does.
That is not a light-skinned baby. That is a rice-skinned baby.
From the mountains of Caucasus.
From the mountains of Caucasus. No, he definitely mixed. Definitely. Don't get too comfortable saying that, Don. That sounds kind of racist. Yeah, man. Here we are alone again. Alone again. A little whimper is all we got. You guys got a treat today.
Yeah. He didn't scream. I'm surprised. I thought he was going to start.
I'll tell you, he looked at me like, you don't look... Real not
his facial expressions are pretty wild. Yeah. He's unimpressed by a lot of things.
Real recognize real, and you looking real unfamiliar.
He's chilling, but that's my son in all his beautiful glory. He's a very beautiful child.
What's his sign?
Aries. Yeah,
he's an Aries. Nice.
Yeah,
this is a God of War, right?
Yo, at 2 a.m., he's definitely the God of War. Kratos is yelling to me every fucking time, all right, bro. All right, God, all
right,
damn.
All right.
But that's my son, everybody. If you're on the video, you got to see him.
We're at the 124 mark. Well, it doesn't matter.
He's on the video. And then, did you hear that little whimper?
Yeah, I heard the whimper.
Okay,
yeah.
In the headphones. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. I just want to get at least one sound.
It's very, very,
He was being really chill for some reason. He wasn't even.
Because he know who he felt the vibe.
Nah, it's because Papa Bear was holding him. But yeah, whatever. That's my son, man. I just want to end on a beautiful note.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Anything else you want to say?
I really have to pee, so no.
Okay. Well, Chris has to pee.
Yep.
I'm going to go help my wife clean up some stuff, and then we'll be back again
next week
at our normal place. I just wanted to get my son on here. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. We'll be back next week, and thanks y'all for tuning in as always, and listen to Kendrick album. All right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.